Tom King back here at Marathon Park as we're just about set to start the second period. No score in this one. Saves in the period for Ian Corbett, 9. For Jacob Steffen, 5. And East will have a power play of a minute 48 to begin the second period. I would imagine the coaching staff went in at the intermission and told the kids to just keep playing like you're playing. You basically played them even here. Had some scoring chances. Clear the zone when you have a chance. That's always a biggie. It was a problem in many games this year for the Lumberjacks. When they give up goals, a lot of times turnovers in the zone have been the killer. There were a couple in that first period, but they didn't get by them. So let's see if what they can do on the power play here. It will be Landon Danel, Jack Knuckles, Andrew Danel, Andy Cravens, and Sam Romanski out on the power play here for a minute 48 to start this second period. They're going to skate around a little bit and wait for the ice to harden here as there's still some standing water in spots as the ice needs to firm up a little bit before they will start this second period. And we can remind you again about the tournament next Tuesday night. First round games include East at Lakeland, Tomahawk at DC Everest, Rhinelander at Mosinee, Merrill's at Stevens Point Pacelli, Black River Falls playing at Toma with the winner of that game to take on Wisconsin Rapids, Shawamigan playing at Marshfield, Medford is at Eau Claire North. Those are first round games next Tuesday night, a week from tomorrow. All right, puck control by the Lumberjacks. Jack Knuckles will retreat, send it cross ice to Romanski or to Cravens. Now Andy Cravens is going to skate around in a circle for a minute. Now give it back to Knuckles. Lumberjacks trying to get something going here on the power play, but the Eagles are able to grab it and send it the length of the ice on net. Corbett's got to make a save on that. Now here comes Cravens back the other way. Sends the pass to Romanski. They want to try to get set up in the zone if they can. Now Romanski will backhand it all the way around the net, and that allows Pines to get up there and grab it. But now East will have it for a moment. Knuckles tried to center it, taken away by Pines. Now they're just going to send it the length of the ice. They got a man cherry picking behind the defense. And now he grabs it behind the net. Poke checked away nicely by Romanski. Big check into the boards right in front of me here. Still battling for the puck. And East will come out of there with it. The Pines player is left laying. And here comes East back the other way. They send it in to the corner. And now Landon Danel had it. He's knocked off the puck. It comes loose. Puck at the blue line, knocked out of there. Here comes Pines. They've got a two-on-none shorthanded. There's a big shot. A fake. Corbett was down. They made the pass, and the man missed an open net. Boy, did East dodge a bullet there. Two-on-none shorthanded. And Pines, the player, took a big fake slap shot and then dropped the pass. And the Eagle River player missed an open net as Corbett went down to make the save on the initial what he thought was going to be a shot. East has it, trying to set it up. Now they turn it over again at the blue line. It's sent in. Corbett's got to cover it up. This has been a horrible power play for the Lumberjacks here. They almost gave up a shorthanded goal. Just 9 seconds remaining in the man advantage. Well, he wanted to come out from the second period on a power play and do a little bit better than that. But I guess they're lucky to still be nothing-nothing here after that two-on-none shorthanded attack by Pines came up empty. East wins this faceoff. Knuckles sends it off the glass but can't get it out of the zone. Now it goes off a skate of one of the Pines players and out to center ice. The penalty is over. The Eagles back to full strength, and they have control of the puck. They backhand it ahead into the zone. Knuckles quickly clears it out to center ice. Now Ben Feck's going to try to carry it in. Poke checked away from him. Comes loose to the boards. Cody Krasowski gets over there. He gets run into the boards. Puck comes down to the corner. Pines tries to clear it. Schumacher holds it in for East. Krasowski trying to get it behind the net. Grabbed by one of the Eagles players, and they look to clear it. Held in by Pascula at the blue line. Now Feck throws it at the net. Blocker saved to the corner by Jacob Steppen. Pines looks to clear it, and they will. It's going to go the length of the ice. They wave off icing. East needs to hurry up because Pines has somebody coming in hard on the forecheck. And they'll control it. Centering pass comes out to the blue line. Eagles with it. There's a shot. That goes high. Blocker saved to the corner. Pines sends it out to the blue line again. That shot is blocked. Now a slapper. That got through. Corbett made a save on that. Puck behind the net. Comes to the far board. Sent out to the point. Shot thrown in again. Corbett's down. Made the save. And we get a whistle as the net comes off. Corbett down on his back as he covered that one up on a hard slapper from the point. And Pines putting on some early pressure here in the second period, but the score remains nothing-nothing. 14:05 to play here in the second. Faceoff coming to the left of Ian Corbett. And once again slides right toward the net, and Corbett covers that one up on the side of the net and gets a whistle. East Hockey brought to you in part by Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, proud to sponsor Lumberjack Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know them better at ministryhealth.org. There's a shot thrown in from the point. Corbett didn't see that till the last second. Blocker saved. Another centering pass. Comes out to the blue line. They walk it in, make a move, get free. Shot that deflected in front, didn't get through. Now Landon Daniel's going to flick a pass ahead to his brother Andrew. That's poked away, but he's able to get it into the zone. Puck comes behind the Pines net. And Northland Pines sends it out to the neutral zone once again. Holcomb's going to send it back the other way from center ice behind the Eagles' net again. Battle for it. They're in front. Backhanded shot. Stepan covered that up. East got an opportunity there as Landon Daniel, I think that was, picked up the loose puck and put it in backhand. But he couldn't get much on that, and Stepan was able to cover it up. Both teams are going to change lines here with 13:25 to play in the second. Still no score. Landon Daniel will take the faceoff for East in the offensive zone. Comes into the slot. McGinnity takes a shot. That got through and sent to the corner by the Pines goaltender. Now centering pass again, and this time grabbed by the Eagles. Here they come. They flick a pass in. Nice pass into the zone. They come. Centering pass in front, at a goal. That was a nice pass right there, and Pines will get on the board. Corbett got a piece of that, but it flipped over his stick, but that was a nice backhanded pass. The player coming in was Zachary Kennedy, and he was being harassed hard by one of the East forwards. And instead, he was able to get a backhanded pass in front, and Pines will score first here. They lead it 1-0, 13:08 to play in the second period. That was just a good, determined offensive rush right there. Now Pine sends it into the zone again. Knuckles is going to get there first, send it all the way around the boards. Comes out to the blue line, flipped toward the net again. Deflected into the corner. Dick Dean will get the goal. The assist will go to Kennedy. They're going to give another assist to Noah Weber. So Dean gets the goal from Kennedy and Weber. 1-0 Pines. East knocked the puck down into the Pines zone, but the Eagles quickly clear it out, and now it deflects up into the Pines bench area, and we get a whistle. East Hockey is brought to you in part by DeVorney Orthodontics. See more than a smile. See DeVorney Orthodontics. Call 715-842-5688 or visit them online at DeVorneyOrthodontics.com. Of course, we should mention the East is without Nick DeVorney. He's out for the season with that injured neck that he injured back in the Sun Prairie game. Now we get a whistle, and it's going to be an icing call against Pines. East is going to get an offensive faceoff here, offensive zone faceoff. Yeah, DeVorney chasing down a puck, lost an edge and went down, bashed into the boards head first. And he is back in school, but he is not going to be playing any more hockey this year. Might be done for good. We'll have to see what happens next year and what he decides to do. Here's Pines in on the attack, centering pass. Ben Feck will pick up the loose puck now. Flicked the pass ahead to Cravens. He couldn't hang on to it, though. Too far. Pines will try to send it back the other way, and they will. Flick it in deep. Another big check thrown by the Lumberjacks. Knuckles sends it around the boards. Pines centering pass. It's in the slot. Grabbed by Pascula. And another big check coming. Pines holds the zone. The shot deflects to the corner. Centering pass again. Flipped up in the air. Knuckles gets it to Cravens. Now it's Austin Cummings who will carry it ahead. Cummings will pass it to Feck, and we're getting an offside call. Cravens got caught in early, and offside is the call against the Lumberjacks with 11:46 to play here in the second period. Pines leading 1-0. Daniel takes the face off. Landon Daniel, puck loose at the blue line. Battle for it there. Pines comes away with it. Pass ahead. Big check by Romanski as he rides the Pine player into the bench area. The door comes open, and the player flies into the Pines bench. The door came open as Romanski checked him into the boards, and he flew into the bench area. And we get a whistle, stoppage of play, and a faceoff coming. Landon Daniel takes the faceoff to the right of Ian Corbett. Pines wins it back to the blue line. They cycle the pass down low, comes to the side of the net. Battle for it there. Romanski sends it to the corner. He gets ridden hard into the boards, trying to keep it alive. He and Andrew Daniel are there looking to clear it. Can they get it out? No. Pines holds the zone. Now it's poked away, and Landon Daniel gets it out of the zone. Comes to center ice. Andrew Daniel picks it up. Sends the pass ahead in, and Landon Daniel will flick it down into the corner. Chase for it there. Becomes behind the net, and Pines will grab it and look to break it out. They send the pass ahead to center ice, sent back the other way by Pascula. Now it's loose. Landon Daniel flicks the pass to the side boards and sent in by Andrew Daniel. East will get a partial change here. And the Eagles send it to the far boards and look to break it out. They'll flip it high up into the air. It goes off the ceiling, and we get a whistle. 10:46 to play here, second period. 1-0 Northland Pines with the lead. East Hockey is brought to you in part by Brainerd Funeral Home, helping people celebrate lives past with personalized funeral services. Brainerd Funeral Home, supporting Lumberjack Sports. Puck comes loose, and Pines wins it. Here they come into the zone. Turning on the speed. Knuckles lost an edge and went down. Pops right back up. Centering pass. They had a man in the slot. He couldn't handle it. Here comes Cravens back the other way. Long cross-ice pass to Cody Krasowski. Krasowski carries it in. Flicks the shot. That goes over the top, off the glove of Jacob Steppen. Behind the net again. East wins it. Centering pass. Schumacher. Krasowski's there. They're digging. But Steppen covered it up, and we get a whistle. Nice centering pass by Eric Schumacher. Cody Krasowski was there trying to dig at it, but Steppen was able to cover it up and get a whistle. East with a chance right there to tie it. 10:21 to play, second period. Schumacher will take the draw for East here in the offensive zone. He gets dumped down hard. Penalty coming against Pines. Interference will be the call, and East will get a power play here. With 10:19 to play in the second, down a goal. It happened right off the faceoff as the Pines center, Joseph Roach, dumped Schumacher as soon as the puck came off the faceoff. And so East gets the man advantage here. And an offensive zone faceoff. It's going to be Cravens and Knuckles out there with the two Danels. And Sam Romanski on the power play here, trying to get the equalizer. Now they send the Pine center out. Now they'll drop the puck. Puck loose down into the corner. Andrew Daniel trying to dig it out of there. Pines will grab it, though, and they get a chance to send it the length of the ice. They do. Chased down by Jack Knuckles. Knuckles behind, in front of his own net, sends it over to Cravens. Cravens back to Knuckles. He can't handle the puck. He's being pressured now, needs to get rid of it, and gets it behind the net to Cravens. Cravens is going to skate it ahead. Gets through one Pines player. Now they pick up the loose puck and will carry it in shorthanded again. In front, shot! That went wide. Puck loose and grabbed by Knuckles. Another good opportunity shorthanded for the Eagles. Knuckles sends the pass ahead. That's too far. That'll be an icing call against East. Power play has not been effective here tonight for the Lumberjacks. 9:33 to play here in the second. 1:14 remaining in the man advantage, and now they've got to handle a defensive zone faceoff here. Power play, let's face it, the power play has not been very effective for most of the season for the Lumberjacks. Knuckles with it, skates it behind his own net. Now looking, passes it cross ice to Cravens. Long pass ahead. That one's caught by Daniel, but it's poke checked away. Nice hard pass caught by Daniel. Now Pines clears it out of the zone again. Knuckles sends the pass ahead again. Tipped in by Andrew Daniel. Slides behind the Pines net. Romanski comes in on the forecheck. Puck comes to the corner. Andrew Daniel sends it out on top to Cravens. Cravens flicks it, a hard shot. Deflected in front. Steppen made a save on that. East controls it. Andrew Daniel out on top to Knuckles. He throws it at the net again. and a glove save made, and we get a whistle. There was traffic in front, but that puck got through, and Steppen was able to glove it. 39 seconds remaining on the man advantage. Well, at least East controlled the puck in the offensive zone that time on the power play and got a couple of shot attempts away. And a faceoff coming. East controls it. Sam Romanski out on top. Over to the boards to Knuckles. Walks it in. Shoots! Steppen the save to the far boards. Cravens out on top to Romanski again. He takes the shot. Blocker saved to the corner again. Andrew Daniel will grab it. Send it down low to Landon Daniel. Out on top to Cravens. Fires a shot. That went wide. Knuckles tries to get a stick on it. Now Landon Daniel will grab it. Send it out on top to Romanski. Romanski to Landon Daniel. Actually, that's Knuckles. Cross-ice pass to Cravens. Out on top to Romanski. Fires a shot. That got through. The rebound cleared out on top. Cravens has it. He fires a shot. That didn't get through. Penalty's over. Pines killed it off. Puck sent ahead, and now Pines had a chance to come in. Instead, it's taken away by Andy Cravens. He skates around pressure, and then we'll flick it in. Pines sends it back the other way. East is trying to get a change here. Here comes Pines into the zone. That shot is deflected to the corner by Corbett. Centering attempt by Pines. Puck still in the corner. East needs to get a change here. Knuckles and Cravens need to get off. They've been out there forever. Landon Daniel, too. But Pines has it in the offensive zone. Now they get it in the slot. Shot! Oh! Corbett just got a piece of that to the corner. Now we get a whistle. What are we going to have? We're going to have a penalty coming against the Lumberjacks, I believe. Let's see who they got here. Penalty's going to go on Jack Knuckles. It's going to be a slashing penalty. So East will have to kill off another one here with 7:37 to play in the second period of a 1-0 game. They trail it 1-0. Pines with a goal earlier in this second period. Face-off comes behind the East net. Grabbed by Holcomb, sends it back to Romanski. Romanski will send it out of the zone all the way to the other end. Puck behind the Pines net. Ben Feck's going to come in hard on the forecheck. Pines instead will skate it ahead. Long pass, and into the zone they come. Behind the net with it. Now they get it over to the boards, now out on top. Back to the half boards. Down low again. Out on top. They get a man at the faceoff dot. He couldn't handle the pass. Now it's tied up by Feck against the boards. Holcomb will grab it. Try to set it out right off the body of a Pines player. Corbett's got to stick that aside. Holcomb tried to clear it. It went right into the chest of a Pines player. They hold the zone. They still have it in the zone. Out on top. There's a shot thrown in. That went wide off the stick of Steven Spencer. Now he's able to clear it all the way to the other end. 54 seconds remaining in the man advantage for Northland Pines. Here comes Pines quickly into the zone. Around the net they come. Now on a top slot, Fanning on the shot. Now the puck slid right through the crease and to the boards. They got a good shot from the high slot, but Brandon Hunt basically fanned on it. Now they get it back to Hunt. He walks it in, fires. That's blocked by Landon Daniel. That didn't feel good. Looked like he flinched on that one as it came off his skater, his leg. Pines comes back the other way. East was able to grab it, though, and flick it all the way down to the other end. Just 14 seconds remaining on the Eagle River power play here. Here they come out of the zone. Skating it ahead. Poke checked away by Andrew Daniel. Now he flicks the pass ahead to Landon Daniel. Penalty is over. He's killed it off. Puck at center ice. Now here come the Eagles into the zone. Shot blocked by Romanski to the side boards. Romanski runs down the loose puck behind his own net. Sends it high off the glass, ahead, too far for McGinnity. They're going to call icing against the Lumberjacks. 5:19 to play here, second period, 1-0 Northland Pines. East Hockey brought to you in part by the law firm of Mallory and Zimmerman, proud supporter of local high school sports, wishing all of the area athletes a successful season. Season winding down fast here for hockey. This is the final week of the regular season. The tournament begins a week from tomorrow. Out on top, slapper. That got through, and Corbett ate that one up. And they're going to call a man in the crease, I believe. Faceoff is going to come out of the zone. Or did they get a penalty here? Now, I think just the faceoff is going to come out of the zone. Just outside the blue line. They called man in the crease there. I was screened by the official on that call as the shot came in from the point. Corbett made the save. Pine sends it over to the boards. Center ice. Now they send it in. It's grabbed there by Jack Knuckles. He sends it high off the glass and out to center ice again. Pines will pick it up. Now Andy Cravens will pick it up. Carry it into the zone. Cravens down into the corner. Reverses field. Tries to center it. It deflects up in the air. Pines will flick it out of the zone. Too far for their man. Knuckles sends it back the other way. Cravens will send it in deep. Pines will send it hard around the boards. And they'll send the long pass ahead. Here they come. Into the zone. Slot. Slides it on net. Corbett, the rebound was there, but he's able to clear it out. Now a battle at center ice. Won by Andrew Danil. Now Krasowski picks up the puck. Carries it in. Shoots. And the rebound is in front. And a goal! And the Lumberjacks get the equalizer on the rebound. I was screened, and I didn't see who popped that one in. There were a couple of East players there. Screened by one of the Pines players trying to back check, but Andrew Danil won that puck at center ice, flicked it ahead to Cody Krasowski, who carried it in, fired the shot, and it was the rebound that went in. We'll see for the call here on the goal. But we are tied here with 4:25 to play, second period, 1-1. Face off at center ice, comes to Trevor Holcomb. Now he sends it ahead, and Landon Danil carries it in. Centering pass, he had Andrew Danil skating toward the net, but the puck was deflected away. Now here comes Pines back the other way. Center ice knocked away, and Landon Danil will send it in deep. Let's see who scored the goal here. Trevor Holcomb is going to get the goal on the rebound. They're going to give Andrew Danil and Schumacher the assists. I thought Krasowski carried that one in and took the initial shot, but they give Schumacher and Andrew Danil the assists, and Trevor Holcomb got the goal. We'll double-check that between periods. I'm not sure if that's right, but we'll double-check it. 3:48 to play. Corbett made a glove save on a shot that was just thrown in, so the faceoff comes in the zone. Lumberjacks win the faceoff this time. Ben Feck sends it out. Austin Cummings gives chase out there with Andy Cravens. Pines will run it down in their own zone. They want to hurry it back the other way. Now here they come into the zone. Poked away. They get it back thrown at the net. Corbett the save. The rebound's out in front. High slot now taken away by Feck. Gets poke checked away from him. Here's a shot. Corbett with a save. On a hard shot fired right into his midsection by Brandon Hunt. 3:22 to play here, second period. 1-1 the score. Coming to the right of Ian Corbett. Ben Feck will take the draw. Puck slides toward the net. Corbett sticks it to the corner. Pines has it for a moment. Now Feck picks it up. Flicks it behind his own net to the far boards. Austin Cummings gets over there. Gets the pass back to Feck. Feck's got Cravens ahead of him. He gets the pass. Oh, he got a little bit offside. A long pass. He was behind the defense with a nice pass from Feck, but he was offside by just a couple of inches, it looked like, as he got behind the defense, or he would have come in clean. Faceoff will come to center ice. Andy Cravens trying to keep a toe on the blue line there on a nice pass from Feck. But offside is the call. Pines will win it. Take it into the zone. Shot blocked by Romanski. He picks up the loose puck behind his own net. Romanski flicks the pass high off the glass and out, but that's going to be an icing call, I believe. No, they wave off the icing. Nobody hit that, but they wave off the icing. And Pines will bring it down. Turnover in the zone. Landon Dana lost an edge before he could get a shot away and went down. Puck in the corner. Battle for it there. Comes out. Pines will grab the loose puck. Send the pass cross ice, and now here they come. Into the zone. Shot. That's blocked, but it's in front. Oh, backhanded shot on the rebound. Went wide. Pines with it behind the net. Now they're still controlling it. Now they get it out to the point. Shot. That's blocked by Romanski again, and out of the zone, Andrew Danil cleared it. East is going to get a partial change here as Pines picks up the loose puck. They got to hurry. They flick it into the zone. Holcomb will clear it quickly. Get the pass ahead. Cravens can't get there. No, he does keep it in. Fights through traffic. Puck is loose along the boards. Now East will grab it. Schumacher's down there. Krasowski's trying to chase it down in the corner. He gets dumped down hard. Puck behind the Pines net. They look to clear it out. Held in, though, for a moment by the Lumberjacks. Now Pines able to get it out. Here they come. Into the zone. There's a slapper that goes wide over to the near boards. Grabbed by Pines. Schumacher trying to corral the player there. Eagle River with it. They send it out top to the blue line. There's a shot flicked in. A bouncer that Corbett directs to the corner. Minute 29 to play in the period. 1-1 the score. We're in the second. Pines goes D-to-D with it out on top. Slapper. That didn't get through. It's loose. The rebound's in front. Lumberjacks clear it out. Pines will run it down at center ice and try to regroup. Here they come. Here's a shot thrown in. That goes wide again over to the far boards. Eagles hold the zone, though. Centering pass. They got a man. Corbett the save. Cleared away. Another shot that goes wide. Pines really putting the pressure on here. Puck out on top. Thrown in. That goes high and wide. Corbett never saw that one. Now East will look to clear it. Can they get it out? No, they can't clear the zone. Thrown in again. This one blocked by Pascula. And now able to get it out was Eric Schumacher. 46 seconds remaining in the period. Just fight them off here and get to the period tied. Pines carries it in. Shot. Corbett the save. And he covers it up and gets a whistle. Pines putting some offensive pressure on here late in the second period. Trying to break this deadlock. 38.4 seconds remaining in the second. And a faceoff coming to the right of East goaltender Ian Corbett. Lumberjacks will send out McGinnity, Feck, Holcomb, and Romanski. You get a penalty here? No, East has a late player coming on. That's Austin Cummings. He's late getting on. So Lumberjacks have to change centers. So McGinnity will take the draw. And it slides slowly toward the net. They clear it. Holcomb blind pass behind the net right to a Pines player. Pines has it. Behind the net again. Trying to carry it in front. Now knocked away by Ben Feck. Feck has it grabbed by Romanski. He gets tied up. Tries to send it along the boards. And East able to pick up the loose puck. Feck will carry it out. Poke checked away at center ice. 13 seconds remaining in the period. Pines carries it in. Shot. That deflects up and out of play. And we get a whistle with 9 seconds remaining in the period. Win the faceoff and clear the zone here. Get it out of the zone. Get to the locker room tied at one right now. That's all the Lumberjacks are thinking. They've got a defensive zone faceoff. Landon Daniel's going to come in and take the draw here. They drop the puck. It's loose. And can Cummings clear it almost to the far boards? Pines holds it in. Now flicked the other way. And that's how the second period will come to an end. So the Lumberjacks give up a goal early in the period. They get the equalizer, and we go to the second intermission tied at one. Back in a moment, you're listening to East Hockey on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.